welcome to Babes in Voiceland. It's Beth,
Terry,
and me, Diana. Get ready for a great show.
Okay, girls, I have to bring this one up. It's that time of year. I know if they're watching the podcast at, or watching the podcast, listening to the podcast at another time, it may not be October, but it's October. And so that means Halloween's coming and spooky. And all those spooky movies. And I was kind of reflecting back to the old days, those old horror movies that were black and white.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to my daughter, who is into like It and all the new ones with all the jump scares and just blood and Saw. And I'm like, it's nothing like real suspense and those old black and white movies like The Birds.
See, oh, you know what?
Remember that?
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't watch any of this stuff, but, so I don't know.
But I mean, they really got to you, and they
you
really
never
didn't
watched
do
The
anything.
Birds back in the 1960s.
No.
Alfred Hitchcock's The
if
Birds.
If it's spooky, Beth Jean does not watch it.
Oh, but it's more suspenseful than scary per se.
Or how they would get you in the older movies with the way the lighting was and you would see a long shadow and then your imagination took over. They didn't have to show you like they did in Psycho.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff. I don't like the newer, I've never really been a big scary movie fan, but the new stuff, I'm with you, where it's all blood and gore, and it's usually a girl that's being victimized, and I just don't like any of that.
Nope.
Now,
yeah.
When I was a kid, horror movies with Vincent Price.
Oh, he was
I mean,
something.
His voice alone would get you going, but like The Pit and The Pendulum.
Oh,
that's one of the ones that was very scary. That kind of stuff.
I
was
remember
very
that
suspenseful.
Was a book, though, right? I think we read that in high school or something.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But I'm with you. I don't like today's gory, scary movies.
Did you know? Because I used to go to the tours when I lived in California. I'd go to Universal, you know, studios and go on the tours all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably everybody knows this, but in case you don't, when they did that Psycho movie and they had all the blood in the shower, that was chocolate syrup.
Well, yeah, because it was a black and white movie.
And it was, I mean, you could make things seem like it was something else.
Right.
But because it was black and white, you could be like a different kind of creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could, I know, it's cool.
I liked it. Well, not now.
No, because they had to really be creative back then. It came down to the lighting. It came down to the music.
Oh, yeah, the music was always good.
Yeah, because that's what hooked you and got you going without you even realizing was the music that was sucking you in and warning you that something was coming up. And it was like, oh, no. And then the music would build a crescendo and then, but it wasn't, you know, nowadays it's just cheap.
It's in your face.
Yeah.
It's just in your face.
It's just not
It's like
same.
We talked the other day about the whole special effects thing.
Right.
How real can I make this dismemberment look on film?
Oh, God.
I don't want to see that.
No, I don't want to.
No.
Okay, so we are in agreement.
Absolutely. Oh, wait a minute. Before we end, I have to put this out there to all those babysitters that are out there babysitting kids. Please do not put those scary movies on and think it's okay for the little ones to watch. I mean, I was even 10, 11 years old and the babysitter was putting on these scary movies. I still remember them. To this day, they scared me.
Oh.
You know, babies in the bathtub drowning, you know, just ghosts and all that. Yeah.
No, you know what? A babysitter, that's not her. She shouldn't be doing that.
No, she should be watching Disney or, you know, something like that with kids. Something with lots of color and cheer and... Not spooky movies. So I'm just putting that out there just to remind all those babysitters that you will and can scar people for life.
Okay, have I got something to talk about this time?
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Here you go. Now, first... Okay. Tell our listeners, how much do I shop?
Never.
Never.
Yeah, I'm saying repair most things.
Never. Yeah. But I mean, seriously, I probably have clothes in my closet from 20 years ago. I swear.
I know you do.
You know I do.
I know
but
you
if
do.
If it's still good, wear it, right?
Well,
right.
Well, it still fits and you have to have all those sizes. We've talked about that before, you know.
Absolutely. So I'm on my computer, and this site keeps popping up with these awesome tops. I mean, beautiful tops. Mm-hmm. It is a site called Modlily, M-O-D-L-I-L-Y. Ooh. Ladies, do not buy anything from them. When have you ever heard me say that? I never talk about anybody like
never.
This.
No, that's
But
true.
Let me tell you, these tops are vibrant. I've showed you pictures of them,
yes,
you guys.
They're vibrant. Okay.
They're lively. They're beautiful. So I thought, I'm going to break down and buy a couple new tops.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I bought two of them. Uh-huh. First of all, it took 1 month for the order to come. 1 month.
Well, Malaysia is a really long ways away.
Yeah, it's in
when
China.
You get on a small, you know, slow boat.
And then when I got it, I don't even know how to say this. The colors are so bad. You want to see? Hold on. Let me show you.
And for our listeners, just kind of imagine while she's getting
imagine,
us our
visual. I'm showing the girls. Look how washed out.
And
this
muted, very
this
muted,
looks
the
like this looks like you took a blurred photo, like you were taking a picture of something and moved as you hit the shutter. It is so blurred and so dull. And on the website, it looks vibrant. And I'm not the only person. Another friend of mine bought stuff from here. So I'm just buyer beware. I'm doing a buyer beware because
absolutely.
We should let people know if it's that bad. I mean, if just personal opinion and it comes away from China, there was like no way I could figure out to return it.
Yeah, that's
so,
the worst part.
I mean, it's so bad I don't even want to wear it because it's so dull and faded.
Right, but you said Modlily, but aren't there other lilies out there too that show up on your Facebook feed?
Yeah, New Zoo Lily, and there's
really?
A whole bunch of
Yeah. Now see, I don't know. What else is there?
This I wonder
is
the if they're affiliated.
I don't know. All I know is I don't care how good something looks in a magazine or a catalog or an online website or anything. I will not buy clothing unless I can touch it, feel it, try it on, see how it fits, see how it feels. You guys know my thing. I hate to shop too. You guys know I hate to shop.
Yeah.
And I have to be in the mood for it.
Right.
So I got to grab like an armful of stuff to try on. And if the first couple things I try on don't fit, I'm done getting naked and I'm getting my other clothes back on. I'm leaving the damn store. So you're braver than me, Beth, because I would never order something like that.
They make it look so good online.
Yeah, they do.
It's inexpensive and other than the whole long month wait and it not being what you think.
I would not do that. I mean, I just go to Kohl's or go somewhere or wherever, you know, I need a new outfit or a new shirt, but it just looks so good.
Yeah. Not in real life, it doesn't.
No. So
buyer beware.
They got me. They just really, really got me, you know? So, anybody else you need to warn them on?
No, because I won't order online. I just won't.
Now, like my daughter will do, like if her friends buy something, she'll go try it on or check it out or see what the material's like. And then if she likes it, she'll go to the same website and order from there. Like that was one pair of pants I wore that one time, the stretchy ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Those I got online from website. I don't remember the name of it, but that my daughter had gone to, her friend had gone to first. So it was kind of like.
So it was a tried and true thing.
Let the kids try it out is what you're saying. Let the kids try it out and spend their money. There you go.
Like my daughter warned me about Wish. I think Wish is one of the other ones that'll show up on the feed and they have really stuff that looks really good and great prices, 70% off and all this kind of stuff. But you have to be able to wait, you know, a month to 6 weeks before you get it.
No.
Yeah. And no. It's not always
but
what
it doesn't
you
say
know.
If it didn't.
It's not
fine
really
print.
Good for instant gratification then, because it's when it finally does come, you're looking at it going, what was I thinking? Why did I need this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely buyer beware on those things online.
You guys won't believe this.
Yeah.
Grady cut the funniest thing out of the paper because he thought we would like to do it in our show.
I love that.
I know. He's always thinking of us. So listen, the headline, bank robber had name, address on back of note.
And I'm like,
so I just, it's just a little tiny article, but I got to read this to you, okay?
All right.
investigators said a Cleveland bank robber made the job much easier because his note demanding money was written on the back of a document bearing his name and address.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how funny is this? FBI Special Agent Vicki Anderson told... what is this? WJW TV. The teller who was handed the note Monday looked at both sides and realized it was a document from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Okay.
Oh,
Anderson said the teller addressed the man by his first name.
And he still didn't pick up on it.
Didn't pick up on it. Gave him the money and notified the law enforcement officers. Authorities used surveillance footage and information from the document to identify the 54-year-old suspect.
Oh. Goodness.
And a warrant has been issued for his arrest.
How funny.
Seriously, how freaking funny is this?
Well, didn't they have a show? Dumbest Criminals.
Dumbest Criminals?
He should be on this show. Absolutely.
Like,
one guy actually showed up at the police station to report someone stole something from him and he was wanted. And so they just arrested him. Yeah, that was on the show. I actually watched it once, but it's like...
It's like the process of natural selection. Just keep on doing it until they get you all put away.
I mean,
and then we're good.
You know, we've all done stupid things in our life, but this one takes the cake. I mean, you give the bank teller a note demanding money, and your DMV stuff is on the backside with your name,
you can't make this
stuff
up.
Car, everything. You can't even hide in your car.
I mean, where do you hide?
I don't know. Where do these people come from, though? I mean,
desperation. That's where they come from.
Yeah, no paper, but the paper from the DMV.
I thought maybe it was going to be one of those notepads you get for free when one of the charities is soliciting you through the mail. And
with your name and everything on it. Oh, my gosh. That would be funny, too.
Okay. Well, note to self, if you're going to rob a bank, do it on a blank. Put your ransom note on a blank piece of paper, okay? You guys haven't heard, I have a birthday coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it's a milestone birthday. It's a big one.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
I'm turning 60.
Yay.
I was going to say 40.
Well, I own it. I'm good with it. And, you know, leading up to this birthday, I've had my share of senior moments, even when I wasn't this senior. Like running around in a panic and looking for your cell phone and telling the person that who's asking, what are you doing? What's the matter? And you say to the person, I can't find my cell phone. And the person says, you're talking to me on it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And that happened to me when I was 45. So, but this last week has been kind of trippy, okay?
Oh.
So I was multitasking the other day. I had a major multitasking fail. I was sitting, needing to make an appointment for my dog who needs to be groomed.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm sitting in front of my laptop and I'm looking up the number for PetSmart Grooming on my laptop.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I had to mute the TV and do a bunch of other stuff. And so I went to dial the number to PetSmart to make the appointment for my dog. But I couldn't figure out why the channel kept changing on the TV, and I realized it was because I was trying to dial PetSmart on the keypad on a TV remote.
Oh, no. Listen.
It was the DirecTV control, but I'm like, okay, yeah.
But so, you know what? You just made a whole bunch of people out there feel so much better.
So it's not just me.
No, we all do this
stuff. But then, wait, but there's more.
Oh. Okay.
So a couple days after that, I'm... going to the gym, which, you know, I really love to do.
She loves the gym.
So I go to the gym, and I'm trucking in because I'm going to log in and get busy. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I pivot at the door. I reach the door, and I pivot because I realize, oh, crap, what the hell did I do with my fanny pack? I got to put my sunglasses away. I got to stow my keys. I got to put my workout. What the hell did I do with my... So I'm stomping back to my car, cursing at myself for being a dingbat.
Right,
and
right.
I get to the car.
Yeah.
And I reached to open up the door after I hit the locks, and I realized that my fanny pack is hanging off of my shoulder.
Oh no!
And I had not forgotten it. You guys, this is starting to trip me out a little bit.
Well, it's because you're multitasking. You have too many things on your mind. It's not about
you know
age.
What?
Okay. It's that you're busy and you're just doing a lot. Uh-huh. It just means you need to take more alone time or you more
some ginkgo biloba. I need to take some ginkgo biloba.
You know what? I had a day like that, and it was a couple months ago. I can't even remember what all I was doing wrong, but a whole bunch of stupid stuff. And I was talking to one of my friends on the phone, and she said, Beth, just slow down for a minute. Just slow down. You're going too fast.
See? That's
and
what
that
it is.
That's what it was.
Yep.
I was just 14,000 things on my head and trying to do this and this. Mm-hmm. And I did. I just stopped and took a deep breath and relaxed a little. And so no
matter what your age is, that's good advice.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Slow down.
Because if you found out, you guys, well, Terry's younger. She's the youngest of the three of us. But have you noticed, though, that the older you get, the faster time seems to be going?
Oh, my God.
So
absolutely.
That's my goal now that I'm turning 60, is I need to slow it down. Not because I can't keep up the pace anymore, but because it seems to speed time up as well. And I want to savor time in a way that I didn't do it when I was younger because I was too busy being busy.
Because you know what? Yeah. When you're younger, when you're in your 20s, your 30s, even your 40s, you just feel like you're going to live forever. I mean, you don't think about it, but when you start getting the other side of 50, you start thinking, I've had more years than I have left. But when you're young, you don't think that way.
Well, it just hits you. So far off and so far away.
Right.
And then, like we were talking earlier, just the whole idea, when you're in your 20s and 30s, 60, 70 sounds old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just sounds unbelievably old. And
I know.
Then now that you get there, it's like, wait a minute, I don't feel like I would have thought I would have felt as
exactly.
an old person.
Exactly.
I'm not old. I'm not ready to be old.
Yeah, because I don't know how 60 is supposed to feel. It's this the way I'm feeling right now isn't anything what I thought it was going to feel like when I was younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
But it's really weird, isn't
it? Yeah,
it
is. You know what, though? I'm happy about it. I'm glad to be this age because the alternative is to be dead. And I don't want to be dead.
That's true.
I want to be enjoying my life. And so I'm embracing 60 just like I embraced 50 and 40 and 30. And I'm going to make the best of it every single day.
Yeah. And we'll talk again when we're all over 70 and see how we feel.
Absolutely.
Then it's going to be babes go walkers.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you had just as much fun as we did. This is Beth.
This is Terry.
And this is Diana.
And if you liked listening to us,
wait till you see us.
Babes on Video
on www.dbtv.com and YouTube.